Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome, 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 welcome. Mark Senry's show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. John Marks along with my tag team partner. What's up, Ike?
What's up, JM?
Where your headphones at?
It's coming. I
still
can
trying
hear
to
you.
Get them?
I can hear you.
You
yeah.
sure? You can hear me? Do I need to talk louder? Are you good? Right?
I hear you loud and clear.
Man, I'm excited. Yeah, I was listening to the guys coming in, and then we were here, and they're like, I'm talking about Joe and John.
Yeah.
And they're like, are we allowed to talk about the Super Bowl? Because, I don't want to jinx them, and were we allowed to mention it yet? You're allowed to mention the damn Super Bowl? The team's 9-1, Ike. Come on, man. Why are people so scared in this town?
Whose voice was that? I couldn't figure out which one was that.
It was Joe.
That was Joe.
Well, it was both of them combined. If they had a love child, Joe and John had a love child,
like
he would
that.
Speak like that. Like, well, are we allowed to? You're allowed to talk about the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Here's the
what
thing.
What else are you going to talk about?
What else are you going to talk
you
about?
Break down the Bears today?
We can mention the Super Bowl. We can talk about how this team needs to go to the Super Bowl. We have some percentages to throw out here or whatever. But make no mistake about it, right? So we're talking to Ben Livingston, our producer, before the show, and he kind of has that same Joe and John sound that I do, where it's like, well, guys, why is there such unconditional love? It's not unconditional love. The team's winning. They won 8 straight games. If they lose 2 games in a row, people will be flipping tables over it out
Fire
of bars.
Doug.
Right.
Get
exactly.
coach.
It is a different feeling for this team, though, as opposed to when you were playing with your run, Ike, where it was like, it was really tense, and it was like, oh, my God, they have to win it. They can't do this again or whatever. So we're enjoying the run, and we almost, like, since there was no expectation, it makes it maybe that much more enjoyable. But at the same time, I don't want fans to not realize the opportunity that's in front of the Eagles and in front of the fan base right now, which is, like, 2001, you guys go to the NFC Championship game, and I remember saying after the game, well, they lost, but they'll be back, and this team's going to win a lot of games. Well, you don't know when you're going to be back or if or anything.
No, there are no guarantees. And, sure, this team I expect to be a playoff team annually. I just do. I don't know if they're going to make 10 straight playoff appearances or what have you. But I do expect them to be a playoff team year in and year out under Carson Wentz. So, theoretically, that's going to give you somewhat of an opportunity. But it doesn't make you a real Super Bowl contending team. Like, to me, this year, this is a legitimate Super Bowl contending team. And I base that off of the other teams in the league, primarily the teams in the NFC, because that's what you got to go through. The Eagles are at the top. They just are. And not just because of their record, but the record is a result of what the team is. I just look at the teams, compare them to the other teams. We talked about this before the season even started. It was one of the reasons why I felt like the Eagles would win the NFC, win 11 games, and at least win one playoff game, is that I didn't see a dominant team in this conference.
Agreed.
You know, it's like 8, 9, 10 teams. It's funny because one of the three teams I said you can go ahead and just exclude them from the playoffs is actually 7-3. And that's the Rams.
Yeah.
I didn't expect them.
No, nobody
I did,
did
not expect them. But the other teams I said, you can make a case that they're all playoff types of teams. They got a legitimate shot to get in the playoffs. And the records are sort of bearing itself off. It's a little top heavy with the Eagles up there at 9-1. But there's a host of teams at 6-4.
But you know what? They're
going to be vying for that playoff spot.
You're right. It's like, and this is the story of the NFL. You have a number of bad teams that have no chance. You have an elite team or two, which the NFL really doesn't have this year. And then you have everybody else kind of muddled a game or two away to where you're still early enough in the season, Ike, to where that team that catches fire at the right time, like the Falcons last night that came out with an impressive win, a team that catches fire, like right now starts playing their best football, could be a real problem come playoff time, and they don't even need to have the home field. They just need to be playing the best at the right time. So if there was one thing that I would say, and I am going to talk about the Super Bowl, and I am going to say the word Super Bowl, because I'm not worried about a jinx or anything like that.
Nah.
The Eagles right now have the opportunity and have the best chance, at least right now, of any of the teams in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. But it's not like that. This is a shoe-in. It's not like in 2004 where it's Super Bowl and that's it and they have to make the Super Bowl or it's a complete failure.
Right.
There are a lot of scenarios where maybe they already, and you said this to me before, maybe they've already peaked at the Eagles have peaked.
Well, that's the thing you fear. You fear, you know, have they played their best football?
Yeah. No,
and
no doubt.
And do you come down a little bit? And maybe they have. Maybe they have. Doesn't mean you can't still win, because I think the team as a whole is going to be better than some of these teams that they face. But it also doesn't necessarily mean they're going to play better than they played through that stretch or this stretch.
No, they might have played their best football already. You're right. So like, I look back in 2004, right? And that was such a – T.O. came here and it was so much fun. But it was also – you knew that team was good. You knew that your team, that team, was the best team in the NFC, but doesn't mean that you're going to be given the Super Bowl, as we learned years before that. Mm-hmm. But I would say the biggest concern that I had of that team not making the Super Bowl was Donovan and Andy. Does Donovan not play a great game in the NFC Championship game, and does Andy come up small with his game plan and his coaching and his play calling and everything else? That was the biggest fear, because that's kind of what – did they not do enough organizationally to do whatever? T.O. felt like they put him over the top, put you guys over the top. But that was a concern. Like, what are you going to get with Donovan and Andy? There's, I think, different concerns with this team. But none of those concerns are, for me at least, that they're not good enough. This team's good enough. Like,
yes,
I don't expect
it's
the
good enough.
I don't
yes.
think the defense is going to fall apart.
Nope.
I don't think the offense is going to fall apart.
Nope.
I don't think Doug got lucky with his coaching so far. I think he's a good coach.
Yep.
The only thing I worry about is that there's a team that's going to come along between now and the playoffs that just simply start playing better football, and on a Sunday or a Saturday, they beat you.
Right. And that doesn't necessarily overly concern you for the regular season. And until you get to a point where you feel like home field is in jeopardy, right? So, you know, some of these teams still have to play each other. You're looking to, if nothing else, get a bye week. And then,
yes.
you want the best record in the NFC so that you can have home field advantage. Now, last year, we know Cowboys, number one seed, Falcons, number two seed. Cowboys lose their first game. Atlanta winds up hosting the NFC Championship game at home.
Which is such a big deal for that team.
Yeah.
Their offense, their speed. No, and that really was it.
Yeah.
For them right there. That's what they needed.
They definitely need that. And Green Bay had sort of run out of gas.
Big time.
They had won two pretty good games prior to even getting to that championship game. They just didn't have enough left in the tank in that conference championship game against the Falcons.
Well, and here's the other thing, and it's not really a concern, but I think it's just reality. Like you said, how many great teams are there in the NFL right now?
I wouldn't say there aren't any great teams.
Like, maybe you can say New England based off of Brady and their previous history.
Primarily because of Brady.
But they're not really playing great this year. I guess they have of late, but the Eagles have been playing great of late. Right? So are the Eagles actually a great team right now? So you say no. They're not.
I don't see the Eagles as a great team. In other words, when I say a great team, they aren't doing anything that's historical. They aren't putting up historical numbers. You know, that Baltimore Ravens team in 2000, I believe they set a record for fewest points allowed in a season for what they did. Their offense wasn't anything great. It was how great that defense was. And they were putting up historical numbers defensively. You know, the 99 Rams, greatest show on turf. You know, because of the numbers they were putting up, they were considered a great team. Not to mention multiple Hall of Famers on that team. You think about just on that offense, Kurt Warner's already in. Marshall Faulk's already in. Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce may be going in at some point.
Maybe in.
So, you know, when you just look at their numbers, when I look at this team, other than Jason Peters being that guy that'll eventually get in, and we'll see what the wagon does throughout the rest of his career.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I look at this team and say I see great players in a sense of the historical part of the game and where they're going to leave their mark in the game, nor do I see a team that's putting up numbers that we're going to be talking about them 10, 15, 20 years from now like we do the 2000 Ravens.
Eagles a great team or a hot team? I'll disagree with you. They're hot.
I think they're a hot team.
You
think they're great.
I think that when we look back at this, here's the bottom line. If they
Well, you got to win it.
Well, you got to win it.
That's the only damn way you can even be considered a great team.
Well, let's win it. Does winning a Super Bowl make you a great team?
Yeah, it's the only way you can even be in the conversation.
Well, you're right. So if they run the table and win a Super Bowl, they're a great team. I guess what...
Or you become the great team who didn't win, like the 98 Vikings.
Or the greatest show on turf, part two, that was calling themselves a dynasty, and the Patriots came in and kicked their butt.
Or the Patriots that went 18-0 that year. That can't go down as a great team.
That was a great team. Yeah, that was a great team.
But they lost.
So what? You could be a great team and lose.
Yeah, I guess you can, but what do you rank at amongst other great teams?
You can't put them above the teams.
Exactly, so you're down the list. Yes, you're down the list.
How about this? Forget about that, because you're right. Mm-hmm. Because if you win a Super Bowl, you're a great team.
Yes.
Is this team a hot team or a really good team? Let's just not a great team, but a team that, is their record better than what the team really is? You are what your record is like, but you know what I'm saying here. Like, because I'll tell you, 9-1, they're not really a 9-1 team. Like, they got luck. That Giants game, pretty lucky. Like what I'll say is that this is a really good team, but I don't think they're 9-1 good. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You don't agree, though?
No, they are. Listen, you are what your record says you are. You're 9-1, you're 9-1.
Yeah, but if you're 9-1, you're a great team, and you don't think they're a great team.
I don't. I don't think they're a great team. But that's okay. You don't even have to be a great team to win the Super Bowl.
You don't.
The Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl a couple years with Joe Flacco. Would you consider that to be a great team?
No.
See?
No, because their defense wasn't. No, they got hot at the right time.
Giants, a great team. Two of them. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't care about being a great team.
I agree with you, but Ben brought up the question as to whether or not they are a great team at 9-1. I said, no, they are a hot team. They are a team that's gone on a 8-game win streak. Oh, by the way, so have the Saints gone on an 8-game win streak.
Are they more hot than good, I guess would be the question, right? Are they more just on a roll right now, or is this just a damn good football team? I think it's a damn good football team.
I think it's a damn good football team.
I don't think this is just a streaky where they have a bunch of games, and I see maybe two losses the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully only two losses the rest of the way. I don't expect much more than that. This is a good football team.
I agree. I think it is a good football team. I do. I think it's one of the two or three best football teams in the league.
Ooh. Two or three, not one? The Ike Juice Power Rankings coming out today?
They are number one as far as where they are right now in the league, but I'm just telling you, when I look at all the teams, you're going to have to look at the Patriots and the Steelers as well.
I don't buy the Steelers. I don't believe in the Steelers. Patriots, yes. I don't believe in the Steelers.
Okay.
I don't think they're as good as their record indicates. Just watching their games.
Now, see, here's the thing I've always – that's okay, and I think I can accept that. But here's the thing I've always wondered. So when people outside of Philly say they look at the Eagles and they see certain flaws or what have you, and even though you're sitting at 9-1, right? Because you just said that about the Steelers.
Yeah. And 8-2. I'm not that impressed with the Steelers. Yeah, like Ben.
Le'Veon, Antonio.
Well, Antonio for sure. Le'Veon they haven't really needed him. They've been throwing the ball more than anything.
He's still Le'Veon.
He's dynamic. There's something missing with that team.
Well, and listen, they got to go through the Patriots, so you don't have to play both of them. You only got to play one of them.
Well, they have, true. And they have a regular season game week 15 in Foxborough that's going to determine the home field advantage most likely.
No, I think it's in Pittsburgh.
Is it in Pittsburgh? Oh, it is at Heinz Field.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll lose that game. How many big games do they need to lose at Heinz Field?
Yeah. Especially to the Patriots.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like the Patriots are their kryptonite, like the Steelers are the Chiefs' kryptonite.
You're right. What is this team? I think that's what, like, a lot of people are still, we're on board, we love the team, we know that they have a chance to go. I don't think there's a lot of people out there that don't think Super Bowl is a possibility, right? Mm-hmm.
I think we all believe that.
I do.
We all believe that.
I'm just not sure that the fan base knows what we really are yet. Does that make sense? Like, what is this team? I guess that's the question we can open up with.